She tell me that she like the fat, 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 fat. And then her body is a mat, 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 mat.
Hi guys, welcome to the Musing Podcast. I know, it's been a minute, I know. But I'm back. I mean, I'm back. Like, I promise not to be intentionally or unintentionally unavailable. I promise. This is Muna, and you're hanging with the Musing Podcast. That was one of my favorite songs from Psycho YP and Enjoyer, is Like to Party. But anyway, guys, what's happening? Happy New Year. What's popping? It's been a minute. It's been a minute. I'm sorry. Because do you know what? I actually got a lot of, you know, it's been a minute. Where you been? Like, why are you not making any more podcasts? Like, my podcast is deep for me, because I intentionally opened it. So I want everything I say to be relatable. And it's just, you know, it's just been a hell of a year. And I didn't feel like anything I was going to say was going to be relatable to even me. So, like, I had to go through, you know, experience and all of that. But we're back. So happy New Year. And bye 2022, because it's 2023 and we're doing bigger things. But not dwelling on 2022, I had a couple of highlights. You know, just share my highlights from 2022. I would say, what was my highlights? I passed an exam I've been preparing for, like, you know, I passed. Honestly, I can't remember the beginning of my year. It's quite blurry. Like, from January to, like, March, like, June, July, a bit blurry. But, like, towards the ending of the year, I had a little bit of highlights, you know, the exam, some personal things, you know. And, like, yeah, one of my most important highlights was that I had some sort of transcendence, you get me? Pardon me. I just finished watching Top Boy, so pardon my fake British accent. Cause you guys are gonna be getting it. You're gonna be getting it. But anyway, so as I was saying, I think one of my highlights was the transcendence, right? So 2022 was a lot of self for me, self-care, self-love, self-awareness, self-discipline, like everything. So, like, I had the bit of transcendence where, like, I just kind of came closer to who I am, what my purpose is. You know, like, I just, you know, like, how we're just always chasing and chasing. Sometimes, you know, just ask yourself, like, who are you? Like, what is your purpose? Like, why were you put on this earth? You cannot just be put on this earth and just live life and just die like that. Like, what's your purpose? You get. So, yeah, I had a bit of transcendence and it brought me closer to that. And I'm just, you know, grateful to God. So for some people, 2022 must have been a lot. And for some of us, it must have been a good year. It must have just been there, you know. But in everything, I'm grateful. Because I got life, and trust me, when you have life, there's so much hope. So yeah, struggles from 2022. I would say I struggled with the validation part, the part where you have to be worried about people, what they think, what they care, like, you know, what they're thinking about you. It's like, you know, it kind of falls into the line of people pleasing. Do you get me? Like, I would say, like, some days ago, a friend of mine asked me what my icks were, like, my ifs, I don't know, ifs, icks, I don't know. But I was like, you know, the ability to learn how to say, to not say yeah, to not say no. Like, I don't know how to say no sometimes. And I'm better now, trust me, because it falls in line of people pleasing, like I said, because you just want this person to feel okay. Just, like, not thinking about how you would feel, like, do you get what I mean? Like, you don't know how to say no or think about something before just even acting on it. And that was a struggle for me last year, because the fact that I have to think about what people think, I'm a free spirited person, right? But you know, we're just humans now. I think everybody deals with this. Like, even me, Dina, I know that you, maybe you might not agree, but everybody deals with it. I feel like somehow we all deal with the fact where we're just bugging about what people think about what we do. Maybe even as little as what we even post on social media. Like, we're just like, oh, what would this person think? Oh, that's too much of my personal life to be out there. You know, you get what I mean? Like, it's crazy. So, like, trust me, it's just one of those things, you know. So I think that's what I struggled with a lot in 2022, I won't lie. But if you're like me and you struggled or you're struggling, I would tell you that you should drop that in 2022. Because you know what? People will talk. People always have what to say. People always have what to think. People always have opinions. You know, it's either they have opinions or they are projecting. So, like, you cannot live on the basis of that. You have to be able to give yourself all the validation that you need. And when you're closer to the word of God, that's also kind of all the validation that you need. Do you get me? Because, you know, you just know that you know who God says that you are. You'd be like, this is who God says that I am. So I'm nothing less. I don't need anybody's validation. This is what I remind myself every day. So, yeah. I would say to cut you guys short, I'm sorry. But I think Spotify now kind of provides where you can answer to my life questions. And I would love that you guys subscribe. I know a lot of us use Spotify. So I love that you guys subscribe to my podcast so you can hear when I have new episodes. New episodes drop every Monday, by the way. And you can be able to answer my life questions and I can talk about them live on the podcast, you know. And yeah, so that would be really nice. Thank you very much. So anyway, my lessons from 2022. My lessons. Man, I had a lot of lessons. Trust, I had a lot of lessons. I had so much lessons, but one of the lessons I think I took really home with me is the lesson of, you know, boundaries, learning how to build your boundaries, learning how to stand strong on your boundaries. You know, that still falls into what I was saying about being able to say no and the whole validation thing. Do you get me? But yeah, I learned how to strengthen my boundaries because I understood that, you know, everybody has boundaries. And not saying that means that, does not mean that I don't cross people's boundaries. I do, knowingly or unknowingly, right? But it's your ability to be able to communicate these boundaries to this person and have the person to understand that, okay, it's normal for people to have boundaries. That's what matters, right? So yeah, I actually took that away with me. That's a lesson from 2022. I won't even lie. Boundaries, yeah? And yeah, just basically building on my confidence and just, you know, living life. Do you get me? My goals. Goals. See, I'm not strong on that whole new year, new me thing. Do you get me? Because when you make a plan and a goal for your life, there's nothing that's supposed to take you less than your goal, right? Even if a new year comes, you're still standing on that goal because you're seeing the bigger vision. Do you get? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I know that, yeah, new year, new year, you'd be like, oh, I'll stop doing this, stop doing that. But, like, there's a goal, right? The goal is to be healthy. You want to stay healthy. You have to follow this path to stay healthy. Of course, you would have a fallback a few times, you know, drink some, you know, whatever. But, like, the goal still remains the goal. You want to be healthy. You want to live. You want to, you know, like, so. But, yeah, I mean, for those it works for, you know, new year, new me, okay. But, yeah, my goal still remains my goal. And I would really say that my goal is the theme of discipline, because, honestly, we all need discipline. And I'm not just saying discipline, like, discipline in every aspect, because it's discipline that brings you to that solid lifestyle, a solid foundation, right? You have to be disciplined in work, with what you eat, how you worship God, your spirituality, you know, your life, like your workout, your eating habits, everything makes you like brings you to that discipline part, right? So to be able to even want to be disciplined, that's a whole goal for me. So that's my goal. Because bruh, it's not easy. I mean, all of us here, we know. We know we all need to focus on being disciplined, like sexually, everything, bruh. So like, yeah, so I would say that's what I want to indulge in this year. From last year, from 2023, I want to really, really indulge in being disciplined, being able to say no, being able to stand on what I believe, what I understand. Is just a whole lot for me. So yeah, I would say discipline. But anyway, in general, you guys, just live life. It's a new year, right? Everything that happened in 2022 has gone, is past. Live in the present. Be present. Stay present. Focus on the positive. Honestly, I'm all chit-chatting and shit. It's not easy, but we have to always focus on the goal. And the goal is to be what? To be happy. To stay grateful, to live, to be present, to create joy for yourself. I know money makes you happy, but like being able to even create that joy, whether or not you got money, that's that joy of Christ. That's the joy of the Lord. Like being able to have that joy in you is like you're expectant of that big blessing you get. Like, I don't know how to explain it, Sha, but you get me. But yeah. It's a new year, so let's just, you know, stay present, be more intentional, love, more love, less ego, period. Whiskey said it all. Whiskey said it all. So, you guys, every Monday we have a new podcast, and I'd love for you to subscribe, you know, so you get updates on the new podcast. Moving forward, we're going to be having a couple of guests on the show, just so you're not bored of hearing just my voice. But yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening in on the Musing podcast. I hope you have a very beautiful week and, you know, stay jiggy in it.
All of the things I saw you, all of the money made, I give it all and more for you. All of the memories, just when me die, no, they forget. But the things I like about you, my God.